On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. No Hugh Douglas. He is still on his winery tour. Kyle Quinn on the opposite side of the glass in with me today. Luke Nichols is producing. Kyle, what's up?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Totally forgot about the Daily Douglas portion of this program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have one prepared.
Did you plan to have
no
one?
Daily Quinn?
No Daily Quinn.
I prepared everything else but the Daily Quinn.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll get through. We didn't have one the last couple days, did we?
No, I guess we haven't. My Daily Douglas is always be prepared.
Okay. Except you're not today. No. We are. We think we are. We got a lot going on. All right. Coming up an hour from now, Elliot Shore Park's live in studio. I believe Elliot has a list prepared for every single thing we might talk
There's
about.
There's a lot of lists. A
lot of lists from Elliot, including his top five Sixers of the last 25 years. It is quarter century. We'll continue with that and get to our Sixers list, including someone who should or should not be on there. So that's coming up. CJGJ spoke about his exit from the Eagles again. He's just losing his mind. We'll get to that. Finishing the Phillies and, of course, you people later on the show. But, Kyle, last night I didn't think we would start today with the All-Star game because it was kind of boring, right? It was 6-0, and it was like, all right, ho-hum, you know, we turn it off and go to bed. But then the AL started to come back, and then they tied the game in the ninth inning. And then you realize they had changed the rule a couple years ago that I didn't really remember this, but they changed the rule a couple years ago. Instead of extra innings, we have a swing-off. Yeah. And, of course, it ended. Well, let's listen to it. Kyle Schwarber last night, the hero, the MVP, he ends the swing-off with some home runs.
Schwarber in the air to center field, headed towards the wall, and dead center.
That's huge for the National League.
They're within one. He said if he could get it on his first swing, and he did. Oh! Schwarbombs in the All-Star game! Oh! Tied at three!
That's MVP material if he gets a third one right here.
Manel has rallied in the swing. Oh!
And Kyle Schwarber is your National League champion, MVP, All-Star Game MVP. Kyle, what did you think of that? Because we watched it last night. I'll give you my first thought. I was like, really, a swing-off?
Yeah.
Like, when I first, I was like, swing-off? That was the first thought I had before I watched it. And then I saw it, and I was like, that was pretty darn fun. What did you think of the swing-off?
I was excited. I needed the swing-off to happen as soon as the game was tied, and they started talking about the fact that that's how it ended. I didn't know either. I didn't know that this is a rule they implemented a couple of years ago. Yeah. I thought it might have been even new this year. But when I found that it was going to be a swing-off, my mind immediately went to, well, Kyle Schwarber's got to be in this.
Has to be.
And he was. And, I mean, man, it was just, I didn't expect to be that excited by the All-Star game. In fact, I did not expect to be excited at all by it because, really, there was a pretty heavy lack of Phillies in it. Zach Wheeler bowed out. No Sanchez, no Suarez. Trey Turner didn't make it. And it was really just Kyle Schwarber who wasn't starting, and I didn't expect to see him a lot in the game. But then for it to end like that, for him to not even give Pete Alonso, stupid Pete Alonso, a chance to go up there and be the hero, and I just knew for some reason in the back of my head he was going to hit three home runs and he was going to take over this thing. And Kyle Schwarber, as he does in Kyle Schwarber fashion, showed that he's a star. He's one of the star players in all of baseball. I had a lot of fun watching the swing off last
night. So I had more fun than I thought, and I have to be honest with everyone. After I watched it, I was like, I wonder if we're going to see that more. I wonder if we're going to see that again. I wonder if that just wasn't a one-off in the All-Star game. And I know it sounds silly, right? It sounds silly to end a real game like that. Yeah. But I saw this quote this morning, and it kind of got the wheels in my head turning. So Logan Webb, all-star pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, he spoke to Jason Stark after the game last night. And here is what he said. So Stark asked him, is that a good way to decide a game or a crazy way to decide a game? Honestly, this is Logan Webb. Honestly, he replied, I've got a group text going on with a couple of other players around baseball, and they said that we should just never play an extra inning game again. Just do it like that. Kyle, I know it sounds Mickey Mouse. Yeah. I know it sounds crazy.
It is.
Well, okay. But I watched that last night, and I'm at least my mind is open, and I'd be intrigued by the idea of real games ending like this.
I'm going to need you to close that mind.
No, I can't. So, that was awesome.
No, it was awesome for the All-Star game, but it's gimmicky. It's not real baseball is the problem with it. And my mind immediately went to the NHL shootout. Yeah. I hate the NHL shootout. It sucks. I mean, like, if you want to do that for an all-star event, and if you want to do, like, a skills competition thing, that's great. But it's not real hockey. A home run derby is not real baseball. I mean, you can argue the extra innings thing with the zombie runner, the Manfred man, or whatever you want to call him, is not real baseball either. It's way more baseball than what the home run derby is. It's such, like, a specific skill set. And it takes away a lot of the other elements of what a real baseball game or what a winning baseball team should be. Like, what are we going to do? A bunt off? That's like you then.
Well, there's no fun to a bunt off.
No, of course not. But like, I guess my point is that it's such a specific skill set that it almost it puts a lot of teams at a disadvantage if you don't have those guys. Like, I know we have Kyle Schwarber, and that was great. But imagine if the Phillies were in one of those swing offs right now. You have Kyle Schwarber, and then what other two guys are you putting out there?
Castellanos?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, such a big-time power team the Phillies are right now. I can just picture myself walking into WIP one morning, talking to Rhea, talking to everybody that I usually see in the morning, and we're like, man, that stupid swing-off, that home run derby really screwed the Phillies. If this is a real baseball game... That was in the bag. We should have won that.
Well, okay. So, but you mentioned that what we have now, right? And I was fine with this when they put it in. What was it? They did it during COVID, and then they just kept it, right? The zombie runner, the Manfred runner. That's not real baseball either.
It's more baseball than the
I know,
home run
but
derby.
The way I view it is we've already crossed the threshold into silliness. I mean, we have a zombie runner that starts on second base in extra innings. Players don't like extra innings anymore, and honestly, I don't either because it just. The game, it slows down, and it takes forever. Now, in the postseason, we go back to real baseball, right? Mm-hmm. And that's different. But in the regular season, nobody needs the runner on second base. Mm-hmm. We could do it this way. And then, yes, I can imagine you coming in here, too, and people are upset. But you know what I could see? Mm-hmm. I could see us coming in and be like, really? Topper sent Castellanos up? The guy hasn't had a hit in 3 weeks. Get somebody else up there. Get Edmundo up there. Get somebody else up there. I was intrigued by it last night. I thought it was more... When it started, I was like, oh my goodness, we're going to do a swing off. This is so silly. And then I watched it and I watched Schwarber and I was like, no, this is fun.
It was fun to watch last night, but what you're just describing is just another thing for me to be angry about.
Yes.
Either way, I'm coming in here angry about the stupid swing off. Like the Manfred man, the ghost runner, zombie runner, I still haven't figured out what exactly to call it.
I like zombie.
Yeah, okay, the zombie guy. Yeah, Manfred man kind of works too.
It does.
But like that is in an entirely different universe in terms of what looks like baseball than the home run derby.
I know, there's strategy.
There's nobody on base in the home run derby. Nobody's actually pitching. Like, Logan Webb and his cronies in this group chat are just lazy. They don't want to go in there and pitch more innings than they have to.
Well, I don't want to watch 14 innings. I want to watch the game and then turn it off and then go home.
How often do we get 14 innings in an extra innings?
Well, not anymore because of the Manfred man, right? We take Manfred man or zombie runner, right? Put this in and we'll be out in 10 minutes. All right, 215-592-9490 for your reaction to Schwarber last night. NL winning. Schwarber the MVP, but really it's how it happened. It was the swing off, which was basically a modified home run derby last night, and Schwarber wins it. Would you be open to ending a real game with a home run derby, swing off, whatever you want to call it? Luke Nichols is producing today. Luke, what'd you think last night, and would you be open to ending a real game like that?
I thought the swing off was awesome. I thought it was very entertaining, but there is no chance I'd want a real game to end like that. It would be absolutely ridiculous.
You guys sound so old and out of touch.
What? It would be insane.
You have to get with the times, the modern times, which is a swing off.
You're the oldest one here.
I know I am, yeah. But you guys sound like the old guys.
I can't imagine going through an entire game and then it's like a close game. It's a 5-5 game at the end of the ninth. The bullpens are depleted and it's like, you know what? Just send three guys out there from either side to hit some home runs. Now, I will say it would be nice. It would really limit the Phillies' bullpen and how bad they are.
See, now we're getting somewhere.
But it would still be absurd. Like, I'd rather have Jordan Romano trotting out there in
the
11th inning than watch a swing off just because it's just more about baseball. Like, just going to a swing off is absolutely ridiculous. It would be absurd to go the entire game and to say, oh, well, you know, if we can't get it done in 9 innings, we just go to a swing off and we'll send Schwarber out there and hope for the best.
I would like everyone to really think about what Luke just said.
Stung.
Okay, let's go to September. The Phillies are tied with the Mets for first place in the NL East. Tied. They're playing the Mets in September, and we have an option of having a swing off with Schwarber, Harper, Castellanos, right? Let's just say that's the best three options we have. And they're going to throw Soto, Lindor, and Alonso. And we get to watch a swing-off between those six guys.
Well, then we're screwed.
Well, probably. But or put Romano on the mound against those guys. We're screwed anyway.
Yeah.
This, I just... What I saw last night was fun, and it was different, and it was interesting. And we do have one of the great home run hitters, like, by in terms of home run per at-bat in the history of baseball.
Just one.
I know we have one. Well, most teams don't have three. Maybe the Dodgers, maybe the Mets. I'm just...
The team's in direct competition with us.
I get it. I'm just saying, I anticipated hating what I saw last night. And then the more I watched it, I was like, that was pretty awesome. It really became memorable. We'll remember
definitely.
Last night.
Yeah, and like I didn't anticipate hating it at all. I anticipated loving it. I did love it, but don't let it go anywhere near a Major League Baseball game. And now it's got me wondering with this Romano thing. Say this was the rule. Is Dave less inclined to go out there and fix the bullpen in as big of a way if he knows that he's not really, he doesn't need to exhaust his arms in game, in like extra inning situations during the regular season?
Go get a slugger.
Now you just need one guy and you need a home run hitter.
So here's my question. If they did it in real games, do you think they would have a batting practice pitcher, or would it be you'd be able to throw a pitcher out there?
Is that pitcher just throwing batting practice? Because at that point, what's the point of having the pitcher out there?
Then I guess it would just be
he's
a regular
just toss
game.
Toss it, lob it, 40, 50 miles an hour or something like that.
That probably wouldn't work. Yeah. What I saw last night was more fun than I anticipated. Schwarber wins it. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Would you be open to a swing off for a home run derby ending a real game? I can't believe this is real. You know what? With Manfred, though, as much as some people might be like, there's no way they'll ever do this. They did the zombie run. Like, when Rob Manfred throws something in, it's never for no reason. The ABS thing last night. When there's a reason they put that in, at least in the back of someone's head, there's a chance this might happen.
I don't think there's a 0% chance that we ever see this. I can't have it happen. And, even worse, it feels like what Manfred saw last night, maybe he's starting to, I don't know. And the reaction to it, man.
Everyone's excited.
Yeah, Manfred's a sucker for that love from the fans. I would not be surprised if within the next few years you start hearing talks about it potentially going in. Especially if it happens again next season, not as likely. But just the fact that it was on display for everybody to see last night, I think moved it in that direction a little bit.
Well, and also there's players here talking about the fact that they liked it. There's always that fight between players and owners in baseball. If they could throw the players a bone, if the players want this, it might happen. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, I got the Daily Douglas.
Okay.
So when you're new to a community and you get invited to a party and have the opportunity to mingle with your neighbors.
You mean like Hughes Block Party a couple weeks ago?
Go to that event. Yeah. Don't be that guy, because you never know. I mean, you may need these people's help one day, you lose keys or something.
I don't think Hugh endorses this message.
No, it sounds like the opposite of a Daily Douglas. He would go far away from his block party.
Well, he sent it right to me. I mean, I thought I was speaking, he was speaking through me. Guys, I can care less about the All-Star game. I really could. I didn't watch one inning of the All-Star game. Didn't even have an inclination to flip over while it was on. But once it went to extra innings and it popped up that, they were going to have this swing off, I flipped over. And it was highly entertaining. And, of course, Schwarbaum's came through, and it was fantastic. So I think it was a great gimmick. It definitely was. But
gimmick.
The zombie runner. They're all gimmicks.
But anybody with even a tenth of a brain in their head that wants to do this in real games knows that that's just total nonsense and foolishness. That's just Joe, your take of wanting to do this in real games.
I'm open to it, Chris. I'm open after. We already have. We start this inning with a runner on second base. That's not baseball.
Joe, this take is like defense is a luxury type of take. I feel
it's
like
not
you're
that
trying
bad.
To fill in for somebody else. Dude, it is that bad. And I love how you use we got a gimmick because of the zombie runner on second base. It's not even close of a comparison. And your whole thing is, well, since we've already bastardized the game by going this far, why the hell not just keep it?
You know what's funny? I remember doing shows when we had the story about the zombie runner, and I was open to that. And people were like, this is the worst thing. This isn't baseball. They played baseball for 100 years. And now, 5 years later, we're like, well, that's fine. It's not that bad. We do this whenever there's a new thing, we hate it, and then we learn to like it.
Yeah, this is total nonsense. I mean, what are we going to do next? We going to line up the starting pitchers and have them like throwing balls at tin cans and knock them off a fence post too, like to see who's more accurate?
So you want more Jordan Romano in extra innings? You want who are the other guys in this bullpen right now? You want to
stop playing fair?
Well, Jordan Romano would be out there because who the hell else do you think will be pitching those, lobbing those balls up there for them to hit the home runs off?
That's true.
They turn Romano into the swing off pitcher.
Basically, is
yeah. Come on, I mean, like that would be their guy. That's who they would go to. They're like, all right, Jordan, it's a home run derby contest. They bring him out there and they bring Nola out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, guys. Guys, listen, let's finish with this because Schwarber, I mean, how amazing was it that on that stage he was the guy? And he showed the rest of the country what we know we've been enjoying his entire time here, but more importantly, this year. Like, his star could not be more bright than what it is right now. I mean, this guy, I mean, to me, he's just an absolute legend. He is one of the greatest home run hitters in Philadelphia history that I've ever seen, if not the greatest. And got a message, Mr. Middleton, call Brinks, schedule the payment with the new contract to Schwarber. Show him his M-O-N-E-Y! Pay the man.
Chris, appreciate the call. I didn't know if he was going to chant Brinks or money.
You just never know it, Chris.
You don't.
No. You brought up the fact that people come around to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they will. Like, I'm not going to boycott Major League Baseball if they implement this rule. But this goes back to an analogy that, man, it's been a while and I can't remember the context of when we brought it up.
Okay.
But you're in the desert. You're starving.
Yeah, we haven't had this in a while.
You got to eat a turd. You're going to eat the turd because you're starving, but that doesn't make it not a turd. I don't want to eat the turd.
Well, no one
but I might have to.
No one does, but we're already eating something gross.
But it's a turd.
Yeah.
It's better than a turd.
Again, if we were going from 0 to 100, mm-hmm. They have never changed extra innings, and then this was presented, I think it'd be so drastic, and it would be like, oh my goodness. It's Mickey Mouse anyway.
Well, I think you're understating how drastic of a change of like a departure from baseball the home run derby is as opposed to
a runner on second.
Yeah, like it's a runner on second base. You're just starting an inning with a man on scoring in scoring position. Everything else is the same. The home run derby is
different.
It's just not the sport.
But it's more
it's
fun.
A home run derby.
It's fun.
It was fun to watch. But I'm going to be that guy. We must uphold the integrity of the game.
I told you, you guys are the old guys
today.
Integrity of the game. I mean, we have robots
resist
calling
change.
Balls and strikes now. I got
yeah, that's fine.
That's not fine. So here's my thing on this. Also, how many games go to extra innings?
Yeah.
Like, not that many games go to extra innings. Mm-hmm. If once every 2 weeks we get Schwarber in a home run derby to win a game, I think that'd be awesome to watch.
Well, hold on. That's putting a lot on Kyle Schwarber.
He's fine. He's got it.
But look.
Did you hear, Chris? He's a legend. That's what he does.
I know.
Can we add this to his legacy last night, or is it too hokey?
Oh, I think for sure.
Okay.
No, like what popped into my head was Kyle Schwarber is the star player of the Phillies.
Well,
he's surpassed
he is.
Bryce right now.
And the other thing is, I think because he said a home run in every playoff series possible. Now you throw this in there. He's like Mr. Home Run.
He's historic, Kyle Schwarber.
Let's go to Anthony in Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, so, Joe, I got to agree with you on this one, Joe.
See, it's about time, Anthony. I knew you'd agree with me after a while here. Anthony, what's up? What are you thinking?
This is one of the funnest games that I think I've seen in a long time. And I think it should be a choice, right? Let's treat it like football. Let's treat it like overtime. Both teams get to decide what they want to do. If they both agree, they just do it. If not, flip a coin.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Hold on. They both decide what?
No, like you decide, are you going to play it with the zombie runner or are you going to play it with the home run derby?
Yeah, no, but they don't do that in football. They don't decide if they're going to play overtime or not. They just play overtime.
Yeah, no, but he wants to do a coin toss to determine how we're going to end the game.
No!
That's fun. Anthony, you're on to something here. Yes. So if you're the Phillies, right, and you have Romano's the next guy up in the bullpen, or I could send Schwarber up there, I'm doing a swing off.
But hold on. But then the other team knows Romano's coming up, and they're like, oh, I don't think so.
Coin toss.
We have to...
Coin toss.
You do a coin toss.
Yeah.
No. Now we're adding a coin toss to this whole thing?
Yes.
This is all not
right,
my sport.
What do you want to do? How are you going to determine
Just keep the zombie runner.
Hold on. How about this? The home team determines it. The home team gets to pick the form of extra innings.
No.
What? Okay.
No. It's just simply not baseball. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Anthony.
I mean, I don't think the home team should decide. I honestly think this should be a coin toss, whether you should do it or not. And I don't know. This is what I think. If both teams agree that there should be a home run derby at the end, then go for it.
But no. This isn't Major League Buddies. We're not agreeing to things.
The agreement might, Anthony, I like the idea. The agreement might be difficult because each team's going to have different strengths and weaknesses, right? Like if you have three big home run hitters, you're going to want them versus if you have a bad bullpen.
If you know their bullpen's up against the ropes.
Yeah, the only issue I have with Anthony's idea is adding a coin toss to baseball feels weird. Like football, we do a coin toss to start every game, right? Yeah. It's kind of part of the flow of the game. Yeah, the coin toss is, I just think if you're going to do Anthony's idea, I feel like it's got to just be the home team gets to choose. And then we just roll with it. Mm-hmm. If we want to play Zombie Runner, we play Zombie Runner. If not, we go to the home. We're just swing off.
Twisting ourselves into a pretzel, trying to shoehorn this thing in. It's not happening.
Sometimes you see an idea and you want to run with it. That's what we're doing.
Sometimes a bad idea.
No, sometimes it's a good idea. Jeff in Wilmington's up. What's up, Jeff?
Okay, so I fell asleep before the game.
Jeff?
Jeff? Phone fell asleep.
Yeah. Jeff's going to be all right. We'll put him back on. Let's grab Stucky in West Philly. What's up, Stucky?
Hey, what's up, brothers?
Hey, Stucky.
How you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What are you thinking?
I agree with this swing off, man. Let's do it. Let's line up to the plate. Mano y mano. Let's see who got the bigger bets at the end of the night. That's all I'm looking at.
The people today want fun, Kyle. Mm. They want fun, and they saw Kyle Schwarber deliver fun last night.
I'm surprised at the city. I mean, what happened to my people? This is not baseball. We are a pure sports town. Stucky, come on.
Well, would they start looking at the end of the prior season when they count everybody home runs, would they start putting extras next to certain guys' home runs extra innings, like how they look at Jalen in the tush push, like they don't count all his – they don't look at his QB touchdown runs as legit because they're 1 yard line.
I don't even know if they'd count them as their home runs.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Because if you look last night, Stucky, Schwarber didn't have a quote-unquote hit in the game. Because that was like what happened to finish it was separate. So Schwarber actually won the MVP without a hit. So they probably couldn't count them as home runs because that would throw the record books all off.
Right, and plus a lot of guys are going to get way more opportunities than others. I think the whole idea with looking at a full season's worth of stats that everyone's essentially playing the same amount of games, same amount of opportunities, at least to some degree.
Yeah, good point.
But I'm glad you're on point here, Stucky. See, Stucky gets it. He won. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. And if we were going from 0 to 100, I might balk at this. We're already at a zombie runner. Last night gave us another option. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we saw Schwarber win it for the NL last night with a swing off. Would you be open to ending real games like this? And as much as you might say, oh my goodness, this will never happen. If I had said this 6 years ago about a zombie runner on second base, which again, they shoehorned in. Remember that? They shoehorned it in because the whole idea is they needed to get the players out quicker because they were in the dugout together during COVID.
Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
it was practical.
I guess. I mean, it felt like they just wanted to test it out and they used that to do it. But now we're here now and everyone's accepted it. Would you be open to the idea of a swing off ending real games? I would. Luke, who's in for Kyle, would not. Kyle is in for Hugh, would not. These guys are no fun today. Where do you come down? All right, coming up on the other side. Couple things that hit us from last night. One that just totally pissed Kyle off, so we'll get to that in the aftermath of the home run derby for Kyle Schwarber. And we have a prize to give away today, a pair of tickets to the Phillies and Red Sox on July 22nd, next Tuesday at 6:45. We'll tell you how we're going to do that coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, Kyle Quinn on this side of the glass today. In for you, Luke Nichols, in for Kyle. All right, 215-592-9494. The swing off last night was the story of the night. Kyle Schwarber wins it for the NL. And I walked away open to the idea of this ending real games one day. I know it sounds radical, but so was the zombie runner at one point. And I thought it was super fun last night. Schwarber wins it. Can we hear some of the reaction, Schwarber and his teammates with the NL as they celebrated last night?
Well, you made some history. What was it like to participate in that?
It was interesting. Exciting, fun. There's a lot of guys who deserve this, but I'm happy that it's going home with us to Philly.
You know, take me through when your thought process. Was it once you got one, do you just get red hot like a three-point shooter? What was your thought process going in, knowing you only had three swings?
Oh, man. Just trying to not hit a home run, I guess, just trying to stay short, because if I would have tried to hit a home run, I would probably hit my guys over there. But just happy that it worked out for us, and the National League's going home with the win.
You got a great reception, though. Guys were jumping on you. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. The guys were really into it, and they were yelling, screaming, cheering me on every swing. And then when that last one goes over, they were all pumped. It was a lot of fun.
Kyle, your reaction to Schwarber celebrating with his NL teammates last night?
Yeah, look, I'm happy for Kyle Schwarber. But I want Pete Alonso to lay his stubby, grubby hands off of my guy, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, they were very friendly last
night.
Did
not
yeah.
like the way yeah. he was looking at Kyle Schwarber. I know what he's thinking.
You
I
think mean, he was is, thinking, like, let's bring him to the Mets?
This is a recruitment opportunity yeah. for all these guys.
We can't have that.
In other sports, it usually is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Alonso's actually lobbying for him to go to the Mets, but I do know that they have a guy who's willing to spend any dollar amount it takes to build the best team there and try to win a World Series.
I can't even imagine him on the Mets. He's my favorite player on the Phillies. And I hate the Mets. If mm-hmm. he's a Met, I would be sick to my stomach.
I will cry. I mean, I might have to sit out the season next year. Like, the Home Run Derby is going to be in Philly next year, by the way.
That's right.
If Kyle Schwarber is in the Home Run Derby wearing a Mets uniform in Citizens Bank Park, like, I can't bring myself to watch
it. He needs to be a Philly
no.
here.
Yeah. So I did not like how buddy-buddy he was with Pete Alonso. They were hugging. They hugged for a little bit too long for my liking.
Yeah, so would you have liked Schwarber to kind of move off the hug, or you want Alonso just to leave him alone?
So I don't...
Because Schwarber's just celebrating. Yeah, he's
right,
doing his thing.
Right. I can't tell Kyle Schwarber to not celebrate with
right.
the guys that are on the NL roster. I just, you know, maybe tone it down with the polar bear hugging. That was a little bit too much for
yeah,
me.
That kind of pushed him away a little bit there. Yeah.
Yeah,
and there was a couple photos I saw from it. Yeah, they were buddy-buddy last mm-hmm. night. NL wins. Schwarber's the MVP. It is wild. We're going to look back, or people will look back. Like, Schwarber won the MVP without getting a quote-unquote hit in the game.
Yeah.
It feels fake.
I know it does, but I am glad. The other side of this is I'm glad he didn't give Pete Alonso the opportunity to win the MVP.
Which he would have, because he already had a home run in
right.
the real game.
He's just such a dork.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember his nonsense in that the one home run derby he's in, when he's, like, dancing up at the plate and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, get lost.
He's
I could not have had that.
So, Tucker was just in here telling us that apparently Mets fans were upset last night that Alonso didn't win the MVP because the way the rules were written, you're supposed to vote for the MVP for the nine-inning game, not the swing-off. So they thought he should have still won it. Well,
you know,
screw them.
I'm glad they're upset.
They are.
Because I can't stand the Mets, and
I'm
I can't stand their fans.
I'm with you. 215-592-9494. Would you be open to what we saw last night ending a real game? I would. Kyle would not. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Kyle, you sound like a jilted lover.
Seeing
your former spouse hugging someone else, like, oh, man.
No. Hold on. He's not my former spouse. He's my spouse.
Yeah, they're currently married. Yeah.
Oh, it's even that bad. Oh, wow. Okay,
well, what do you mean? He's not a free agent right now. He's not my former spouse. He's a Philly.
I know. I don't care. So
I
like
do.
I said before, I know.
Basically, Jeff doesn't get jealous, and Kyle does.
Yeah.
I'm all for jealousy. It's great.
When I read that Kyle got or Schwarber got the MVP, I'm like, how? I didn't see the end. So I was like, all right. Now, it is a good idea. I kind of like it for the All-Star game, but never, ever in a real game.
Thank you.
During the season or playoffs. It took me a while to come around to the zombie runner. Which
see, and you might come around to this, too.
No. There's zero strategy in this. There is strategy in the zombie runner, both on offense and defense. Do you bunt the guy over? If you're on defense, do you walk the next guy up, set up a double play? There's way more options with the zombie thing. I'm totally okay with that.
So there are more options, and it's more like baseball. But there is a little bit of strategy. I mean, you have to pick you have to pick the three hitters you want to go to the plate.
Yeah, but that's kind of easy when you got.
Give me the Phillies then. If it's so easy, give me the three Phillies right now. They have a swing off tomorrow. Schwarber.
Kepler, because he doesn't do anything under pressure.
So
getting batting practice balls should be fairly easy.
Okay, so you say this is easy. If Topper picked Kepler and he popped up three times, we'd have Topper
Harper.
Fired tomorrow.
Mm. And Harper. No,
yeah,
I
would say
kidding.
You have to put Harper there.
It would be Harper, Castellanos, and Schwarber.
I agree with the last thing you said,
But it that's the only strategy. Like, are you going to, like, wheel out a pitching machine and decide whether, hey, do we want to throw curveballs to this guy or fastballs?
The old Gabe Kapler curveball machine.
Now, I just don't like it. But for last night, it's a good thing. I mean, look, the All-Star game is an exhibition game anyway. And in no way should it have ever determined who got home field advantage. That should be based on regular season play and who has the best record at the end of the season on either side.
Well, so Jeff, I understand your point on that, but I do think everyone took it more seriously when they had home field on the line. Like, guys don't go to the game because, like, if home field was on the line, do you think Zach Wheeler would have went and pitched? I do. I think he would have.
Well, probably.
Yeah, he probably would have, yeah. But, again, you're in the middle of a season in a game that's the only way it means something. And there's so many guys that get in that game. I mean, they put practically the whole roster in there. So you're bringing it down to one guy that might pitch to help you win. It's kind of tough, man. I just don't like that idea. But I do like the idea of a little home run derby at the end of an All-Star game. That's kind of cool.
It was really cool. I mean, yeah, but it turned out to be, and Jeff, we appreciate, one of the more fun things the All-Star game's given us in a long time.
So, and that now makes me wonder, had that game had stakes to it, like home field advantage, I think a lot of the people here today saying that they would like the swing off in a real MLB game, they might think a little bit differently. Like if we came away from last night, like a swing off just decided home field advantage in the World Series.
But Schwarber just gave the Phillies home field advantage.
But those are higher stakes. They're not as high of a stakes as the an
actual
baseball game.
Right, if it had some meaning to it, you're
right. But I wonder where people would come down on it if that actually had meaning and that was like that was impactful in any way whatsoever.
Right, because we're approaching it as if we watched something fun last night and now trying to assign some meaning to the fun.
Right. Like yeah. I wonder if people would have a different tune a little bit today.
Yeah, and look, I think depending on how, like when I say a real game, you could think a big game in September against the Mets. Or there's like an April game against the Marlins. Yeah. I mean, like they all would count, right? And they're all the same. And if the rule ever went into the regular season, that's the way it would be. Michael's in Millville. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Got you, Michael. What's up?
Okay, my take on the home run swing off thing. Mm-hmm. I got a couple takes. Okay, now if there were pitchers available, I would have been upset. I would have disliked it even more. But I feel like the MLB was kind of backed in a corner. I'd rather see that than a tie last night.
Well, they did the tie. I think it was 2002 in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's what made it change the home field advantage.
Yeah, well, that was the biggest crock of you-know-what I've ever seen. I remember watching that, and I was like, are you serious? It was what's his name? Selig. Bud Selig was the commissioner at that point. And they just like, everyone go home. It's a tie.
Yeah. But I don't really love the idea of it because, let me say this, right? I understand we're on Philly, right? Now, if Pete Alonso would have went up there last night and won the home run thing,
yeah, we'd all hate it.
Philly fans would be so excited. Come on, so let's take this with a grain of salt. I don't think the Philly fans would call in every day jumping for excitement if Pete Alonso would have did.
No, I would say I want it banned if it was Pete Alonso. Never again.
Last night was the most gimmicky, corny, and coolest thing I've ever seen in baseball. Do I like it? No. Was it entertaining? Yeah, but I think that's what Rob Manfred likes to do. He likes to throw the casual fan in, and he likes to alienate the purist, right? And I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. That's kind of my take.
Well, I think you're onto something with the way he kind of approaches being the commissioner, and they've changed a lot. I mean, think about the playoff format has changed so much. The zombie runner has changed so much. Michael, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's why. Do I think this is ever going to happen? Probably not. But when I saw the quotes from Logan Webb and how much fun people are talking this morning, and you said it a few minutes ago, Kyle, I don't think it's a 0% chance we ever see this.
Yeah, if I fast forwarded to 5 years from now and I were to find out that this was in baseball, I wouldn't be overly shocked. Yeah. And I just think there's a difference between endorsing it and begrudgingly accepting it. Because that's how I feel like a lot of people have come around to the zombie thing. Like everyone's like, it's there now. I'm not going to not watch it. But if you would ask me, truth serum, and if it's up to me, do we get to just play extra innings or do we do the zombie runner? I think a lot of people would say they would prefer them to go back to the old way. And for me, I'm probably still in the minority in this one. I would rather see the pitchers hit still than the universal DH.
But what about this team?
But I'm begrudgingly accepting it.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, Zach Wheeler can hit.
Yeah, okay? Wheeler could rake.
Most Ranger could hit, too. Ranger had a triple.
That's right.
Yeah. The Phillies actually had some hitters. Arrieta back in the day could hit a little bit when he was here.
Bring it back.
No, we can't ever do that. Pitchers hitting? No, we're done with that.
It's
all right.
Fun. Brett Myers.
Well, the strategy was fun. I did appreciate the strategy when you take the starting pitcher. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we have a giveaway today, and it's a good one. Pair of tickets, Phillies and the Red Sox, Tuesday, July 22nd. 6:45 p.m. first pitch. It's Y2K Retro Night, celebrating the year 2000. John LeClair, how about these names? John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and 94 WIP's own Ike Reese.
Tornado Shapiro bit.
Yes, it really is. We'll be changing a base during the third inning. After the game, you could stay for a free concert performed by Nelly from the Infield Dirt. Tickets and more information, visit phillies.com. You can get tickets there or play a little game we like to call Q's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Fully prepared to take the brunt of this one today.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what happens with the clues.
I'm going to find out how Hugh feels real quick.
When you listen close enough, Hugh's Clues does kind of sound like Q's Clues.
I mean, in my head, that's what he was saying. Yeah. Now, mine do not begin with a tramp stamp. They begin right up here, buddy. Okay. Right up here.
Okay.
All right. Person I'm thinking of is an eagle in the last quarter century.
Oh, well, that fits the theme of the week. All right, so clue number one is this guy was an Eagle at some point between 2000 and current, right? That's in the quarter century?
Yes, quarter century.
All right, so this is an Eagle since this guy played for the Eagles at some point in the 2000s. 215-592-9494. That's clue number one. You guess it, you get yourself a pair of tickets to the Phillies and the Red Sox next week here at Citizens Bank Park. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Rob. What's up,
Rob?
And listen, I can see Kyle's picking up for clue. I mean, for you, with the most obnoxious first clue.
Let's think about it. How many players do you think have suited up in a game for the Eagles?
How many on the roster?
53, and obviously there's 25 years of this. Now, some players, obviously, some players play multiple years. But let's just say this. There's a lot of players that have played for the Eagles since 2000.
Yeah, you know them.
And Joe, I got a new nickname for you. It's Savannah Banana Joe. You know what I mean? That's what you want, Joe.
I tried to get tickets. I did. I tried to get tickets to the Bananas here in Philadelphia, and I tried to get tickets down in Baltimore. I couldn't get them. You can't get those tickets.
Hey, Joe, you know what? Maybe we should create a roster spot for this guy that hits the home runs in the extra inning games. Let's create another roster spot. You know what I mean? Let's make another roster spot. And you know what? Let's hit off a team, maybe, or maybe we'll pitch it underhand. How does that sound, Joe?
Whatever is fun. Rob, why are you against fun? Wasn't that fun last night?
Joe, first of all, 75% of America probably didn't even watch the game. It was bad. I dozed off, okay? I found out what happened after I woke up.
You saw Schwarber's bombs, you felt pride.
I didn't feel like, oh, man, I missed out on, like, you know, when the Flyers went 5 OTs with the Penguins and Primo scored that goal. No, you know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Well, it wasn't a playoff game. I mean, it was an all-star game.
No. You want to implement this in a real game? I'm like, yeah, no, Savannah Banana. No way, Joe. Maybe we'll have an out. The fan will catch a ball and it'll be an out, just like the Savannah Banana.
Well, it was like the kid in the home run derby two nights ago that robbed a home run. It's wild.
Yeah, they should allow that, by the way.
Yeah? We start here next year.
Home run derby robberies.
Yeah. I think WIP should be the people in the outfield next year. All of us.
And then, let's slow down our role on Schwarber, okay? He played. I can never consider him like you guys consider him when you play half of the game, okay? Actually, how much of the game does he play, Joe? What would you say? It's about 10 minutes.
But wait a second. David Ortiz isn't one of the great players in the history of baseball?
What about Ohtani last year, winning the MVP and didn't pitch?
We all forget, but he has. You know what I mean? And he's back to pitching now.
He won the MVP last year, and he was a DH. He sat on the bench for half the game.
He's not going to hit as many home runs and hit as high. I mean, he put up elite numbers across the board. Schwarber's lucky if he hits his weight, and we consider that a good average.
I'm not saying he's the MVP, though. You're trying to put him down because he sits on the bench.
Well, it's easy when you can conserve your energy.
I said he was a star, Rob. He is.
On the field. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but like, all right, I know we've only had the DH in the NL for, what, 4 years? But the DH has been in baseball for 50-plus years. Like, it's a position. I mean, it's just, it is.
But when you bat, probably about 10 minutes. If you add up your four bats, it's probably about 10 minutes of actual work time he's doing.
No, but,
he's not playing the field. He's not affecting half of the game, right? Half of the game he's not affecting, Joe. It's too much.
Would you feel better if he was in left field stumbling around?
Well, you know what? No. I'm not going to sit there and praise him and praise him and praise him like over the top.
Why not? You're just looking for a reason to be a jerk.
I'm not looking for a reason to be a jerk. I'm looking for a reason. Do you want to give him 4 years? Do you want to give
him
4 years?
Yes, I give him 4 years right now.
In a heartbeat.
Okay, all right.
You thought you were going to get us with that one?
You're going to let him go, Rob? What is this offense without him?
Oh, we're going to be putrid.
Then what are we doing?
What's your problem?
But let's keep him around. Well, you know, maybe there's another opportunity, Joe. We could use that money for somebody else.
What?
That can play both ends of the field,
Joe.
Oh,
my God.
Well, maybe, but that guy's going to be more expensive. Like, Kyle Tucker's a free agent. He's a great player. He's going to cost $500 million.
This is your take, Rob. This is the one you're sticking with today.
My take is for the Savannah Banana, and Kyle Schwarber is the greatest home run hitter in Philly's history. No, he's not.
Nobody said that.
Well, not yet. Well, obviously, Mike Schmidt is, and he'll never catch him. But he's one of the more prolific home run hitters ever when you look at his home runs per at-bat. I mean, the guy hits like a home run every 12 at-bats. Rob, what's your guess for Q's Clues? I'm going to have to remember that today. For Q's Clues, an Eagle that has played in the quarter century here. Who is it?
Well, let's talk about the biggest dope going on right now, making all news, DJ GJ.
It's certainly a good guess. We'll get to his comments. Rob, that is not it. Our first guest today, CJ GJ.
Yeah. That bothered me a lot.
The Schwarber stuff?
The Kyle Schwarber thing. Yeah, like, I don't know. Because I can also spin it to you this way. The man's position is literally like the designated badass of the team.
Yeah.
Like, he is quite literally designated to go up there and get you a hit.
Yep.
And you know that hit's going to be a big bomb.
Well, and he's also really good at it. And he's their best offensive player and has been for a year and a half. The idea of, you know, like, if Robert said, what are you going to give him, 7 years? Then we start to wonder, like, hey, that's a lot.
Right.
He'll be 40 or whatever by the end. 4 years? I'd sign up for that in a heartbeat.
And if we're voting for an MVP, all else being equal, do I consider whether they play a position in the field or not? Like, sure, that might be the tiebreaker. But, like, I don't understand, like, why was Rob so eager to put Kyle Schwarber down because he's a designated hitter?
I don't know. I just feel like those days
problem?
Are over. I mean, like, I know, again, it's only been in the NL for 4 years. By the way, I don't think any team has benefited more than the Phillies since the DH, right? The first year it came in, that was the year Bryce hurt his elbow. They don't make the World Series if there's no DH.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say the Dodgers now because the Ohtani thing. But like the Phillies, we should like the DH.
Yeah.
It has helped the Phillies in the last 4 years.
The DH, the third wild card spot, that helped the Phillies. I mean, they wouldn't have been in the World Series without it.
So what you're saying is new innovative rules are good.
Well,
they are progressive.
But to finish, the third one, the Ghost Runner, has kind of screwed the Phillies. We can't move runners over for crap.
Well, that's true. So maybe we're better off doing this.
We're 2-1.
Remember when Craig Kimbrell was in extra innings and he would just drop the ball so the runner could just go to third because he didn't want him stealing signs?
And you guys
he would look right at him and just drop
runners?
The ball.
Yeah, Kimbrell was an adventure. He really was. Patricia in Huntington Valley's up. Hey, Patricia.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Patricia. Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay. I just wanted to say I think it's really highly interesting that Kyle Schwarber, who it seemed like he was almost an afterthought to MLB to be in the All-Star game. It's like, I have all these All-Stars from Major League Baseball. I know, Kyle Schwarber. And he winds up being the catalyst that, you know, gets the NL to win and winds up being the MVP. I think it's really ironically funny that happened.
Do you mean that because he didn't come into the game till later? Like, it was almost like they forgot about him?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It was like, you know, I know they have to have a representative from each team. And, we got Kyle Schwarber from the Phillies because, you know, it just seems like the Phillies are always, like, the underdog in MLB for whatever reason. So, as I said, it seems kind of funny that he's the one who winds up winning the whole deal for them, for the NL. And it was almost like he was, the forgotten man.
Well, it is. It was totally different than last year, right? Because they had eight players last year. Last night, he was their only guy. And you're right. Because he had to sub in for Otani, you kind of knew he wasn't coming in the game quickly, right? They weren't going to take Otani out. They want him in because he's the star of the sport. So, yeah, it was almost like the Phillies were a little bit of an after. I think the Nationals had more players there than the Phillies. It was weird they only had one player there.
It was an odd lack of representation for the Phillies.
Now, part of it was Wheeler didn't want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I kind of feel like I'm sure Wheeler made the best decision, but, you know, if he's sticking to his guns about, you know, leaving baseball after his contract's over, then he may never get a chance to be in another All-Star game. And, you know, considering that it's his hometown, I was kind of surprised that he did, but I'm sure he has his reasons. And obviously one of them was to make sure that they are good for the second half of the season, which I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like on the fence about how far they're going to go in the second half, you know, especially with some of the bullpen pieces, because I only want to get into it. It's like,
I think we're all feeling similarly to you, Patricia. We'll see. And they got work to do with the trade deadline. Patricia, give us a guess. Q's clues. An Eagle since 2000. If you get it right, you're going to the Phillies game next Tuesday.
I haven't a clue, and I'm already going to the Phillies game, but thank you.
All right, Patricia, we appreciate
it. Big time, Visconda.
Yeah, we got big time.
I'm already
going
to the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't need your tickets. It's okay. it was kind of weird there was only one Philly. Now, again, I don't think this was, like, reported, but when I heard the Wheeler thing, they had a baby, he and his wife, like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Feels like that might be, I have 4 days off. Right. I got a 6-week-old at home. That might have been part of it.
Yeah, so, and I don't know how the timing works out, but I do want, like, I don't know. I know we think of the All-Star break as though it's like a week off. It's really like 4 days, if you think about it. And
because they play Sunday, so by the time you really get home, it's kind of Monday.
And for a guy like Zach Wheeler's pitching Saturday to what? He'll pitch Friday?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one day more of, like, his regular rest. And usually these guys throw a bullpen 2-3 days in. Like, that would have been the equivalent of this to Zach Wheeler. So, well, I'm totally fine with him prioritizing rest and family for the All-Star break. I don't care. I didn't need to see him go out there for one inning. Like, I don't necessarily buy the whole, like, I'm doing it to rest up. How much more rest are you getting?
Yeah, especially a pitcher. A pitcher.
Right.
It's probably one inning. It was weird though. I mean, there was really no Philly talked about until Schwarber came in the game. It just was like out of sight, out of mind. But then he won the MVP. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Q's clues. Kyle in for Hugh today. Q's clues. We're looking. First clue today was an Eagle. And really, this is such a Hugh Douglas thing to do. Such a wide range.
Yep.
An Eagle since 2000. It is quarter century week. And if you get the right Eagle, we'll give you more clues later in the show. But you get the right Eagle, you will win a pair of tickets to the Phillies and Red Sox Tuesday, July 22nd at 6:45 p.m. It's Y2K now. All right, coming up on the other side, we will rev up quarter century week with all of Elliot Shore Parks' list. Elliot's going to be in studio with us talking about his list, top fives overall, top five with all the different teams. And we have to get to the Sixers one because Elliot threw someone on his Sixers list yesterday that I saw it and I couldn't believe it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Would you be open to seeing a swing off and a real baseball game? I would. Kyle would not. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.